Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, some more Metallica. I only think we've heard one or two vocals. They like to have the...
There's no such thing as vocals.
Instrumental intros.
There's yelling and instruments.
Fade to Black from Metallica. So only a couple more songs left. Well, when we get Joanna here, I'd like to talk to her about how some of the games are going because I can't find any scores anywhere.
Isn't that awful?
But other than that, I'm pretty happy.
Well,
I like not
because
being
you don't
I like
know.
Not being able to find anything.
Why is it so hard? And I'm not an expert at it or whatever. I don't care. But it's because impossible to find scores for high school. It's impossible. Where do you go? If anybody has somewhere where I can go and just punch up a
website. You know
website
where you used to go?
And be able to find who won last night, that'd be great. Let me know. Please let me know.
I don't want to hear it from you.
What do you mean you don't want to hear it from me? Who else are you going to hear it from? I'm the only one here with a mic.
And I want to tell you right now, and I appreciate, hey, Joanna. I appreciate what Joanna's trying to do to fill this void on her Twitter feed and on her Facebook feed. She does a roundup, or she did a roundup with a few box scores and some leading scores. And I do appreciate that, Joanna. I just want you to know that.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, I know that it's not... as much as what we're used to, but at the same time, you know, it's a little something. And to be really honest with basketball, it's not like football where it's every Friday night. I mean, there's games this week, you know, on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's pretty tough to be able to recap
Absolutely.
All of them, but I'm trying.
No question. And I'd like to be able to go to a website and find the scores. Jason was asking me how the Mays boys did last night. I presume they won.
They beat Northwest by 3.
There you go. And I don't know where to find that.
No so idea. Were you at any games last night, Joanna?
I wasn't, no. We did Christmas pictures with Santa with my students, so that was pretty fun. But no, I mean, the thing is that if you go to ksfipe.com, you're going to see score stream at the top of that, and
All
you're
right.
going to see scores as they come through.
All right, I will do that from here on out. There was a place I used to go for scores. Now I can't go there anymore.
I know, and it's really frustrating.
It is frustrating. I've got an announcement to make first. Joanna Chadwick, this is her final Friday appearance on this show.
What?
I know, Duda.
Wait. I finally built a rapport with somebody
for
on the show
season.
That I appreciate, and now she's leaving?
Did I say that? I said it's her final Friday appearance on this show.
I'm only in on Fridays. We talked about
that earlier. From here on out, throughout the rest of the basketball season, she'll be appearing on Tuesdays.
Oh, well, I'll never get to talk to her again.
You might be on
a
Tuesday.
Very rarely am I invited to come in on a Tuesday.
Hey, Joanna.
Very sad, Joanna. I'm sorry.
Joanna, are you playing an instrument or is that your phone?
I am at a basketball game.
I know
I'm
you are.
I'm standing over here in the tunnel watching the kids play. I'm not even cheering at my son on that assist or anything. I'm doing a very good job.
You are, and we appreciate it. There is a marquee game. Now, when this AVCTL City League Challenge came out, Campus Boys and Southeast Boys, that was the big one, and that'll be played tomorrow at 8:30. But there's a incredible game tonight at 8:30 out at Coke Arena. The Andover Central Boys and Bishop Carroll. That's tremendous.
I'm really looking forward to that game. I mean, you look at those two teams. I think they match up really well. Certainly Andover Central comes in with that one loss to McPherson, and I know they're pretty frustrated by that. They looked really good against Maine South. But you are also looking a little bit at a Bishop Carroll team that has, I mean, South goes out and beats Southeast, and then you have Bishop Carroll, which smokes South. So I don't really know what to expect from this game. I do know that Carroll has a lot of weapons. They're very strong. And certainly what Andover Central has is some star power there and some just a really strong, deep team. Now, when you look at that Southeast campus game, that game has lost a little bit of its luster, though, because Southeast is not playing like we thought they would. I think Jackie Johnson may still have that he's not fully recovered from a knee injury, and so they're definitely not the team that we thought they might be at this point of the season.
Yeah, but don't you think, too, it's so early that it's tough to that these kids are getting into it? Like, don't you think that until after Christmas is when you really start to see which teams are going to emerge?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, you're looking at here where you may have some guys who are injured from volleyball season or from football season. We don't know what the situation is. You also have teams that they expect this to happen, and then suddenly somebody else comes up. I mean, I'm looking at McPherson with that win over Andover Central, and I had seen them play last year. I would not have expected them after they lost Max Alexander he moved over to Buehler. I would not have expected that to happen. But yet, Seth Mazron, steps up, and he's playing very well. So it's you never know what you're going to get and how they're going to have chemistry and what injuries are holding the team back.
We're talking with Joanna Chadwick from Vibe, her son playing a basketball game as she does this interview, which has to drive her nuts.
Absolutely.
Can you see what's going on?
Well, they just went to halftime, so you guys have my full attention.
Who are they playing? Now, you're talking about the Derby freshman boys. Who are they playing?
Yep. They're playing McPherson, so always a good matchup. It's actually really good matchups tonight. Boys and girls. I think that Derby is definitely going to be tested more tonight against McPherson girls than they will be tomorrow against Capen. I think that these early season matchups just sometimes I wonder if they try to avoid the fact that teams played a specific team last year and they don't want to redo that. I say just put the best teams up against each other no matter who it is.
I would agree.
Again, they made the schedule before the season started, but I still think that they could have done a better job with Derby instead of pitting them against Capen.
Now, what about the Derby boys tonight? Derby boys, you're right, the Derby girls McPherson, that's always a great game. But what about the Derby boys? They went down and just blasted Arkansas City, and we all know McPherson's always good. How's that game look to you?
You know, I mean, I think that there's still a lot of questions here. I think that when you look at that Derby team last year, you saw how many games they lost in overtime or by less than 5 points. It was crazy, the number of injuries that they had that were so difficult. And then you see them go at the end of the year and beat number one seed or number two seed, whatever Topeka was at Topeka, by, 40 points? They've got a lot of players who look a lot alike. They're very athletic, and I think trying to figure out the rotations is going to be Coach Flory's biggest job this year because the talent is there. Looking at, McPherson, man, it's just always a test. I mean, Kinnaman's a great coach, too, and it'll be interesting to see how they do match up. But Ark City was playing without quite a few players on Tuesday night. They had an issue where I believe 9 or 10 players were suspended, and so they didn't even play. They didn't even field a freshman or a JV boys basketball game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
All right. Well, we just had Rashad Washington on the show, and one of
my favorites of all time.
Yeah, one of the best two-sport athletes to come out of Wichita. And you've got another one on display tonight, and Xavier Bell with Andover Central. So Andover Central, Bishop Carroll, that's the marquee game tonight, 8:30 out at Coke Arena. If you're not doing anything, I'd get out and watch that game. That's a really, really good early season game.
Well, and I'm kind of the freak that's thinking tomorrow morning, I may head up to Coke Arena to watch those games. There is nothing better than just sitting there all day watching basketball. And you get this chance out at Coke Arena.
There you go. Starts at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Go out and join Joanna Chadwick. She'll have donuts.
Sweet.
How good is that?
That's impressive.
That's amazing. I'll have donuts if you bring them to me.
Thanks, Joanna.
Bye, guys.
All right, there you go. Why wouldn't she take some donuts out?
Maybe, would they let her bring them in? Maybe that's it.
Of course they would.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the rules there. I don't know the rules. I don't get invited.
What a great thing that would be.
Donuts all
May
day?
May South Girls and East, 8:15 tomorrow morning, Coke Arena.
You should go.
I got a Christmas breakfast to go to tomorrow.
Oh, well, enjoy that.
Yeah, I will enjoy it. All right, we'll be back with Jive Talk. That's next right here on The Drive. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda, back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.